Hello and welcome to Pumped, the Inside Podcast by Schwalbe. I'm your host Tobias Vogon, and I'm talking here with Schwalbe athletes from different disciplines, from downhill to cross country, or from road racing to triathlon. And today I'm talking to Camille Balanche. The Swiss woman just won the world champion title in downhill in Leogang a couple of weeks ago. How she achieved this goal, managed to stay on her bike on this difficult and slippery track, and what she thinks about the upcoming races in Portugal, you will find out in this episode of Pumped. Camille, first of all, congratulations on your world championship title, and thanks a lot for taking the time to speak with us. At the moment, probably you're extremely busy and everybody wants something from you. How did you spend the last days after you came back from Maribor?
Thank you, first of all, and it was really busy. I managed to have the first day back home for me. Just had like a rest day with Emily and my cat and just like hang out, wash my stuff, blah blah. And Wednesday I had an interview for like 3-4 hours, and then we just went to the gym, but like really easy. And I have actually a surprise yesterday evening that I didn't know, so I was just like invited to my mom, but actually like all my friends and family were there, so that was really nice.
Oh really?
So I could like really like celebrate with them. That was a really nice surprise. Yeah, that was sick. Like I made like that was really sick, a big buffet, and like that was sick. And today also had a few emails to do, and because I don't know if you know, but I'm like managing like all the sponsorship for the team.
Okay.
So now is like kind of like the right moment, like to order for next year and talk to the sponsor. So I've been too busy the last 2 weeks, so I tried to catch up with that. Mm-hmm. So I did a lot of email today, but no, I go to a friend tonight, and then tomorrow I leave for Lenzerheide. So I've been back up as well. And I'm ready to leave again.
Nice. So you have European champs in world in Lenzerheide, right? Or is it Swiss champs? No, it's Swiss.
It's Swiss champ. Yeah, it's Swiss champ. Yeah.
Okay. And when you came home, how did all your friends react on your title?
Yeah, like I said, I didn't saw all of them. Like just my best friend, and they're like, they kind of know me, and they always like think I'm crazy and win all the time. So it's like, oh, you again, and like congrats, but like so no, it was just cool to see them and
so
have a little.
It wasn't a big surprise for them, but how big was the surprise for you to become the fastest woman in the world?
Oh, it was a huge surprise, because like I wasn't expecting it and I wasn't even thinking about it. So yeah, I don't know, like still now I don't really know. Like I've been just reading the post of Tracy, and she's been racing for 10 years and more, and she's like won the overall and a lot of World Cups, but never that rainbow jersey. So I was like, oh, like yeah, I'm so lucky, I'll already have it after 2 years or like 2.5 years. I'm like, oh yeah, it's just amazing. I don't know, it's just so cool.
Yeah, so in a normal year, the world champs are the last races of the year, and then there's the off season and you have time to train for the new season and everything, and dealing with all the sponsorships. But this year is a completely crazy year, and you have 4 World Cups and the Swiss champs after you won the world champion title. How was it for you to go to the next World Cup just 4 days after you won the world champion title with your rainbow jersey?
Really hard, actually. Not because of the rainbow, really, but because just of like the crazy times and so much racing, like no rest. Like after Leogang, we had to go like straight the next day, drive to Maribor. So yeah, I was just so tired. Like it was so a good feeling, so much emotion on Sunday. And then like kind of get down on Monday, but I had like a lot of attention, interview and everything. And then I couldn't like switch off and be like, oh, I'm already in Maribor. It was really hard. And then when I did, I was like so exhausted. And yeah, it was, it's a challenging track. It's really fast and you need to take a lot of risk if you want to be really fast. So yeah, I wasn't really ready in my head. Like it was pretty hard, but like I'm happy like I just like rode down and didn't get injured, and because I was physically and mentally really really exhausted, and it was hard. Yeah, it's not like usual when you can just go back home, reset, train and then be like 100% and you're like excited to race and you are fit. You're like, I was like totally like tired and not ready for this actually.
Yeah, on a normal race or on the race before the World Champs, you were just one of, yeah, a lot of riders. But now you're the World Champ. Everyone is looking, looking up to you. So did everything or anything change? Do you feel more pressure wearing this rainbow jersey now?
No, I don't feel it from outside. I think it's just me who wants to show that it wasn't just the luck, or like I still can ride my bike fast, but I think now it's the pressure gonna be on me for sure the next World Champ. But now for the World Cup, I mean, Marine was killing it last year already, and Tracy and Pompon, so they're still the girls who can win every World Cup. So I don't think it's the pressure like on me. It will be just good for me or nice if I can make it on the podium again and like win a World Cup. So I don't take it as like so much pressure right now. It's just nice to wear it and have the chance to have it for a year.
Yeah, so that sounds pretty smart. The going back to the World Champs, the week before the race in Leogang, the weather was terrible. So it was pouring down the whole week basically. And the track got super slippery and it was already super steep. And you're the only one who came down without a crash. Was it your tactic to ride more conservative and coming down without any mistakes? Or did you risk everything and got really lucky?
Oh no, for sure. That was my tactic, because I crashed pretty much every single training lap I did. So I was like, oh, that's no, like I'm tired of it. Because normally I'm not someone who crashed. So I was like, in quali, I also crashed 3 times because I was trying a little bit like to be fast and like to attack. So I was like, no way. Like the day on Sunday, I did just one run before the race, because I was like, if I'm going up again, I'm going to crash anyway. So I was like kind of depressed, like I was like, I just want to be over and just gonna make a safe run. And I had a plan, like really precise, where I wanted to ride and which line, everywhere like pretty much the safest line. And also in the wood, I knew like there was like a steep shoot and then a big step, and that was my plan to go around from the beginning. So I knew like the chance is way higher that I will stay on my bike. And you're losing so much energy when you're falling, or like maybe your bike gonna get stuck. So I was like, I'd rather go slow kinda and stay on my bike than just try to go fast. But just try to stay on the bike was like really hard. So I'm really happy I could do it.
And what did you do different in your race run than everyone else? I mean, what tires did you ride? Did you change anything on your bike for the last race run? We saw a couple of riders riding mudguards and the mud was so sticky that the front wheel was not turning anymore. Did you change anything different than all the other riders?
Yeah, I didn't really change my setup. I just put more PSI in the fork because the track was destroyed and getting like big holes. So I put more PSI and I kept my mesh guard, like everything. And tire wise, I had like a dirty line curtain in the front, but not in the back.
Okay.
Because I just changed it like in the morning and I didn't want to change again. But I don't think it was like it was making a difference because like the wood was just so slippery. Doesn't really matter which tire. I mean, for sure not dry tire, but if you had mud tire on it, it would have been fine. And yeah, I guess I was also lucky that my front wheel didn't get stuck with the mud. But that's when you keep riding, that's what's happened. And if you have to stop, then you're in trouble. But I didn't want to risk to have too many things coming in my face and don't be able to see. So yeah. I was like, I'm just going to keep it like that way and it should be fine.
And were you riding a 29er or a 27.5 bike?
Yeah, I've been riding the full 29er whole year since 2 years and I didn't change it yet.
Nice. And then you came down where the fastest. And after you, there were some pretty strong riders on the start line. And what happened with you when you saw one after the other crash out of the race?
Oh yeah, first was Marine and she crashed pretty early, so I was like, oh yeah, that's probably it was a huge and bad crash, so I kinda knew she was gonna be slower. But when it came to Tracy, I then realized that it was the last one, because normally it should have been Veronica Widman after me, but she got injured and I kinda forgot about it. So I was like, oh, actually it's just one more person. So I was like kind of stressing and be like, oh, like fuck, like I can win. And I really really like Tracy, but at that moment I was like, okay, no, if now I made it, like I hope I can win. It's not gonna be second place, because like everyone knows like world champs is you win or like it doesn't really matter what you do. So
yeah.
I was like, oh, now that I've been doing the hardest part, like I really hope I can make it. And yeah, so after she crashed quite far in her run, like it took, yeah, it was the end of the wood, so yeah, it was stressful. And yeah, I mean there was nothing I could do about it, so I was just watching and and yeah, waiting that her run was over. So yeah, it was really stressful and I had a lot of things going on in my head and I was like, no, that's not possible. And like, I couldn't believe that I actually had a chance to win. So that was crazy.
So the win was pretty emotional and everyone was so happy and happy for you. And you are the, I think the only Swiss woman who ever made a world champion title in downhill. And
yeah, even the man, nobody actually, yeah, in Switzerland.
Yeah. And for years, the Swiss cross-country racers were dominating the scene. And downhill always was a little bit on the side. And now the CC title got stolen from France. And you become world champion. So what does that mean for the Swiss downhill sport? Do you think something changed now?
I don't know, but I hope so. Like you said, we've always been putting on the side, which it's kind of normal because like they're way better than us. But it's a bit a shame because like we don't have any junior woman at the moment. We have like one junior man, and like there is no like young people coming after us. And I'm already 30, Emily's 34, and like once we retired, they're like nobody, and that's, yeah, that's really a shame. And I hope they can help the young a little bit more and like, yeah, I don't know, just change something and maybe also push the sport a little bit more, because it's not an Olympic sport, and in Switzerland, yeah, you don't get any support if it's not an Olympic sport. So that was really hard, like even for us. And yeah, I didn't know that I was the first ever to win gold medal in downhill, so I was really surprised and really proud of it as well. And yeah, I We'll see. I cannot, now it's too early to say if it's going to change something, but I hope, I really hope so.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, that would be amazing. I mean, in Switzerland, there are, yeah, the training, you could train so good for downhill. So it's a shame that you don't have a lot of, yeah, a lot of different riders in the man and the woman field. I mean, you should dominating the sport just from the landscape you have just in front of your doorstep.
Oh, sure. Like, we have the best mountains, the best track. Like, that's not the problem, for sure not. That's more like, I don't know, like, we don't have club, we don't have, like, support for the kids. So if you look like the neighbors, the Frenchies, like, they're just like dominated, like, say so much. And you do a French Cup and you're gonna have like 20 French rider in the top 30, like, we even with all the people from Australia or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, there were a lot of rider coming this year, and there were just so many good Frenchies. So yeah, we need to learn from them and make Switzerland a bit better for downhill.
Definitely. Downhill is not the first sport you have done in your life, and the ZDF, the German television, has written that you're one of the most talented sportswomen in the world, because you have done a lot of different sports, and you had a lot of success with ice hockey and volleyball and all that other stuff. So what exactly did you before downhill racing?
I did a lot of different sport, but I don't know, that's that's cool. Since I'm a kid, I was just doing many sports, and then I did like short track and ice hockey and volleyball and like, yeah, a lot of sport. And then obviously I was to the sports school. I finished my master degree in sports science, so yeah, I was like, for 5 years, I was just doing like all kind of sport during my studies. So yeah. I guess that helped me also a lot, like, to do a lot of many things. And that's also why I can probably learn a bit faster than someone else who just come into that sport and just start. So that everything that I made before for sure helped me now. But I won't say I'm the most talented in the world, for sure not. There is like a lot of good.
I mean, you not just have done these sports. I mean, you went to Olympia with ice hockey, and you played in the second league in volleyball in Switzerland, and then you competed in the EWS before you become European champion in downhill. So this is a pretty high bar. So, but then why and when did you start mountain biking?
So when, it's almost like approximately 5 years ago. I mean, I was biking when I was a kid, like, so in the street and so, but not, I didn't have like a mountain bike. And 5 years ago, during my studies in Maglingen, it's the sports center in Switzerland, we were like doing like all kind of sport, and we had like 1 week of mountain biking, and I borrowed the mountain bike of my mom, and actually it was really cool. Like, I ended up being in a cool group, and we just climbed up, go down like all day long, and did some tour, and yeah, we did like a whole week like that. And I was just like, oh, it's actually quite cool. And then my sister was racing at that time cross country, and then she was like, oh, you should buy a bike. And she told me like to buy a cross country bike, and then I was trying that, and I was like, oh, I'm really not an endurance athlete, so I hated it. I was like, oh, I was always like complaining, and when we were going for like 50 minutes, I was like, oh, when are we going home? It's too long. I was like really always complaining about it, and it wasn't fun to me. And then I live 20 minutes from Chaumont, which is also like a really good place for enduro, and I just met some friend, and they were like, oh, you should try this bike. It was a trail bike, an enduro bike, and yeah, that was way more fun. And just like that, I don't know, I was like searching for a new challenge, and I stopped playing ice hockey because of my studies. So I was like, yeah, why not just doing like a local race for fun? And I just did my first enduro race and I won, and then I was like, okay, let's do another one. It was cool, and I just started like that. And then I realized that I wasn't good enough in endurance for all the EWS and stuff. So I was like trying to get better. So I took a trainer and trained hard, but still I just realized that it was too much for me. Like my body wasn't ready to do so much hours, and like I had knee problem. And so yeah, luckily I met Emily, and she was racing downhill, and then she just told me to try. And like 3 years ago, I bought my first downhill bike, and I went to Luza. It was the European Championship, and she told me, yeah, just go there, you can get some points, and if you have points, you can race the World Cup. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go there. And then I ended up third, so I had enough points. And that year, I was like just not ready for it, so I just did 2 World Cup just to see what it is. And yeah, I managed to qualify, so I was like really stoked. And after, I was like, okay, that's what I want to do. So I tried to get a little dossier and get sponsors. And last year I could do my full World Cup season.
Mm-hmm. So that means you have done one full World Cup season before coming into this super strange year where no World Cup's happening, where the World Championship is super late. How did you spend this? How did you spend the time in these strange times?
At home a lot, obviously. We were still training every day, and I was lucky to have like 4 or 5 training camps still with my team testing. Mm-hmm. And then in France, they were able to have some race. So I did 4 races before World Champ. Mm-hmm. Which was for sure really good to get the speed again and just the confidence and like, yeah, the race feeling again. Mm-hmm. And yeah, then it was Logan already. He went really fast. And also I still play skater hockey. It's like inline hockey. I don't know if you know it. And that was also still going, so I had like anyway 2 practice a week for that, and then I did a couple of games.
Okay.
And now it will be this weekend will be the final of the playoff, but mm-hmm. unfortunately like I can't come, but I will be cheering for my team.
But how hard was it mentally to not really know when racing will start or if it's starting or not? So yeah, was it super tough for you, or were you so busy with inline hockey and stuff that it was fine to to chill out a little bit?
It was super hard at the beginning because we like did like 3.5 months full training, like all in to be ready for March, and then we went there with the team. We were already in Luza, and then it got cancelled there. So we were like, oh, and we didn't know after that what's going to happen. And you want to stay ready, so you keep training really hard. But then at one point I was like, okay, now it's not, no, I can't keep doing that like whole year. I mean, I don't know when it's going to start again. So I just, then I just kind of not stop training, but stop with a plan. And we did a month like free training. I could do whatever I wanted to. So that was cool. We were like trail shaping and just riding, and it was really nice weather, so that was actually really cool. It wasn't hard, but it took some time just to realize, okay, we might not have race for a long time, so just now stop to train for it and just enjoy a little bit. And then once we knew, we're going to have French Cup, and so I started again, to have a plan and a goal, and that was better then.
But had you already mentally cancelled the season and, we do 4 races now, but then focus on next season before you came to Legang? Or were you super motivated and were you looking forward to finally start the season?
We had Swiss Champ before Leogang and it got cancelled because of the snow, and I was like, oh, come on, now it's like October, we are in the snow, it's always dark, it's raining, so I wasn't really excited to start the season in October, honestly. So going to Leogang was a bit the same. I was like, okay, well, that's gonna be the only international race for sure. Maribor and Luz are gonna be cancelled, so okay, mm-hmm. Let's just do this one, and then we over. And it was the same, like really cold, three degrees and like terrible, so that wasn't really it's not really nice to race in those conditions. But I was like, I was ready for Leogang, but honestly I was pretty sure like all the rest will be cancelled, so I wasn't really ready to race now. And now that double back-to-back racing for me, I don't really enjoy it, honestly, because you can't be like 100% for both races, so you can have to manage and think, oh, I need to save a bit of energy, and then it's just not the same for me. Like racing is, I try to give 100% and be ready, and now it's more like surviving and just going down, and you see all the other girls getting injured, and we were like 13 at the start, which is ridiculous. Normally we're like 30, 40. I'm doing it because obviously it's cool to race and it's good for the sponsor, but for me it would have been better to just cancel and start again next year with like normal races and not just do like back-to-back racing, because that's, for me, my point of view, it's a bit stupid. Like, that's not what downhill is about.
I think it's super, super dangerous when you race on Sunday and you're already super tired, then the risk to injure yourself, it's pretty high. But now with your world champ title, do you have a little bit more motivation to prove yourself in the Portugal races? Or is it like you said, I'm just doing it, but bring 2021 and I prove myself in 21?
Yeah, I still don't really know how I'm gonna see it, but right now, or like in Maribor, I just wanted to get down, and I couldn't push, so I was like, I'm not gonna just get injured just to try, so I took it really easy, and we'll see. Now it's also gonna be really challenging, Swiss Champ, then just one race day to travel, to fly to Portugal, and then it's going again, so yeah, it's a bit crazy, so I don't know. I will see how my body feels and my head, and the track is also really, really long there, like 5.5 minutes, so I don't know. I will try my best for sure, but if I see that I'm not 100% focused and ready, like to give 100%, I'm just gonna take it easy and take it as an experience and have fun, and I'm not gonna risk to prove that I can be on a podium or everything. Like, it's not me. I'm too old for that.
So when Steve Pete got world champion, he spent a lot of time promoting his jersey and his sports to television, to newspapers, to everything. He went probably to every TV show he could go to really promote the sports. Do you have already any goals you want to achieve with your world champ title for the sports and for Switzerland?
I don't have like precise goal, but for sure every single person or like paper or television will ask me, I really try all so far. I always said yes. I just need now to manage, and I just need to wait until I finish the season to, make them all. But that's my first goal, like to take all the time I can to promote the sport and go to the television and speak about it. But I don't have like a precise goal now, or like be like, oh, I want that. So no, I just first try to to realize that I have it, and then I will do everything I can that we can speak about it, but I don't have a precise goal of what I want to do with it.
Yeah, that sounds good. Camille, thanks a lot for your time. So we wish you all the best for Portugal and for the rest of the season. And then hopefully we speak soon again. Yeah, all the best and talk soon.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.